Proclamation number 4091 of 25th of July, 1947. Personal. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. This I say to you, in whose power it lies to bless a union or to dissolve it. I tell you so that you shall recognize from it that neither your own will nor chance brought you together, but that my will alone was decisive, and that you must submit yourselves to this will if you do not want to grieve me and act against me. The fate of both of you is destined for you and will unfold as it has been determined since eternity. You only have little time left, and in this short time you shall serve me with all your heart, and you can only do this in complete agreement, in the complete devotion of one for the other. And for this reason, much love for each other is necessary, because the same thinking, the same wanting and the same acting is the prerequisite for spiritual cooperation which goes beyond the bounds of the natural. But how do you want to be active if my spirit cannot work in you at the same time? For you are dependent on each other and therefore have to live together in harmonious understanding, and this requires pure deep love for each other which you have to cultivate like a delicate flower, which you have to guard like a precious stone. For love alone makes it possible that I myself am with you and prepare you for your task, for your work for my kingdom. If you want me to take full and complete possession of you, then you must enter the circuit of my love through loving activity and constantly seek contact with me. And you'll always and constantly find the opportunity to do so, for daily life requires and demands much loving activity towards each other as well as towards your fellow human beings. And you must not forget that you owe love to each other, that everyone is entitled to the love of the other. And therefore you should work together for me and my kingdom, because I need hearts which are willing and able to love, and I have recognized these in you. Take my words seriously, let yourselves be admonished to constantly unite so that you can work together with joy and devotion to me, who will bless you in your spiritual activity as I have promised you. Amen.